All over the globe, port cities are hot spots for new kinds of music. The reasons are the same whether the city in question is Oran, Algeria, or New Orleans, Louisiana. There are always streams of sailors, merchants, and tourists who bring strange music on cassettes and records and who want to hear their strange music played when they go out. There are lots of performers eager to entertain these party-hardy types. Eventually, the outsider's music blends in, and a new kind of song is born, one that looks outward beyond the seas. Algeria is an Islamic socialist country and protective of tradition. During the 30s and 40s, a frequent interjection in the urban music of the port city Oran was Yarai, which means roughly, "That's what I think." The impudent tone was all over the music, especially when it was about sex and sung by women. The most potent and provocative of the Rai pioneers was Cheka Rimiti. In this number, Gir El Baroud, you can hear Rimiti's raspy grit and also what old-fashioned Rai sounded like with traditional percussion accompanied by fiddles. Like most cultural developments that scandalize the uptight, Rai simply got more popular in Algeria. By the late 70s, pop Rai had taken over. This new wrinkle involved electric guitars, beats influenced by disco, and even more defiant themes. Male singers began calling themselves Chib and women Chiba, terms that mean young, but that connote something more like punk kid. The undisputed king of pop Rai is Chib Khalid. He's a style innovator, always interested in new electronics, and is notorious for pop star lifestyle excess. The big cars, the loose women, the whiskey swilling. Remember, all this is hardly old hat for an Algerian performer. Whether or not he corrupts the young, Chib Khalid should be the first worldwide star of Rai. No matter what the accompaniment, his voice hits hard. Here he is on Taka Drek, with fairly conservative string section backing. By the way, this slightly dated style still has lots of fans in Algeria. Nice enough stuff. But the album I want to talk about is Khalid's new one with keyboardist and arranger Safi Boutella. It's called Kuche on the Capital Intuition label. This is Khalid's first solo release in the U.S., and there's nothing conservative about Kuche. Its state-of-the-art studio clarity reveals fresh nuances and tensions in Khalid's vocals. Song after song, his tone is huge with power to spare. His delivery suggests a bit of a swashbuckler, even if you don't know any Arabic. It goes with his shark grin and bushy mustache. Chib Khalid is the Big Joe Turner of Rai. Kuche faces one predictable roadblock, however. The collection makes a conscious attempt at international breakout, which means it's heavily electronic and includes touches of everything from hip-hop to Afro-pop. You can hear Kuche means to be very uptown, and that bothers world music purists. These are the folks who insist performers have no right to mess with the traditional local elements in their pop music. Synthesizers and sin drums. Can't you hear all the sin in using them? The purists are a pain in the posterior. They can brand a bold record a mere sellout. It doesn't matter how unlikely or foreign an influence is incorporated into a song. Only intelligence and classy performance determine success. The song on Kuche called Cheba, for instance, barely sounds like Rai, but it's all Khalid's, and it still features that robust voice. This is not Julio Iglesias making concessions to world schlock here. Worth noting that another new Cheeb Khalid album, called The Sacred Monsters of Rai, features no more than fiddle, percussion, and two voices. This proves that even if you sing with synthesizers, you aren't stuck with them forever.